ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Harayos is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Rabinowitz. Le'ilui Nishmas, Yisachar Aryeh ben Rafael Elchanan.
Learning Maseches Harayos Daf Tes, we're going to start from the Mishnah on the bottom of the Afchesem and Beis. The Mishnah says, Ein chayovin al shmilas koil, al shmilas koil, al bitis v'sayim, al tumis mitis v'kotshov. There's a chatas, a korban oyle v'yayrid, which is on three averis. Shmias kol means shvus ha'edus, that someone has lies b'sheker, nushba p'acherim, that he says a shvua that he doesn't know edus when he does. Bitus asayim is a regular shvua, and tumas mikdash kachav is if someone's tame and he goes into the base of mikdash who eats kachav. So in these cases, you don't bring a regular chattis, you bring a carbon oil of a yerid. So the Mishnah is telling you a chiddush that bezin hagadol, that paskins on these three averis, they pass and wrong, they make a mistake, and Rav Tziba did one of these three averis al piyam, they do not bring a parhel davish al tziba, because since these are not averis, that there's a chatas kavua, it's a chatas elav yared, so Bezin doesn't bring a parhel davish al tziba. So Rashi says that we already said that in the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah on the same Amid right before said, Ein chayavin al seva loisit seisha b'miktosh, that Bezin agadol is not chayiv a parhel davish al tziba, on asay and loisa say shev mikdash, meaning this din of tumas mikdash, the kachav, because they don't bring a parhel davish latzibur on something which is a carbon oil of a yerid. So the chayyah, the Mishnah that says again, ein chayavan ashmias kav yisrael v'tumas mikdash v'kachav al kapanim, the tumas mikdash v'kachav part is really a repeat from the previous Mishnah. But the reason why the Mishnah says it is because we're having going to have a big machlokes. What's the din about a kayin mashiach? And a Nasi, what's the halacha of them? Do they bring these carbon oil of Yerid? There is a Machlokes, Rabbi Yisrael Lili, Rabbi Kiva. In the next Mishnah, in the Brisa, there's a bunch of Shittas Tanom. We'll go through it, Beis Hashem. But that's the real Plukta. What's it in by a Kayin Mashiach? What's it in by a Nasi? By these three Averis. So Mela, we put them all together with the Tzibur also, with the Bezin HaGadol, with the Parham Davish L'Tzibur. But Bemisin had already said it in the previous Mishnah. Now, the Taisus HaRosh brings a Ramah that wants to say that there is a Chiddush in this Mishnah. Because the previous Mishnah, the Yisayid was that the Bezin doesn't bring a Parham Davish L'Tzibur. Because the Bezin only brings the Parhelim Davish L'Tzibur on Aveir, which a Yachid would bring a Chattis Kavua. And this Mishnah is telling you another Chiddush, that the tzibur is not chayiv. In other words, each yachid doesn't have to bring their own chattas. Let's say Bezdin Paskin, that one's allowed to go into the base of Mikdash Betuma, let's say in a certain tuma, to make it ki and mixes of betum mixes, that a certain thing is not metame, etzim kasaira is not metame, and Rav tzibur became tame al yidei, they touched an etzim kasaira, let's say, and they went into the base of Mikdash. So this Mishnah is telling you a chiddush that the tzibur doesn't have to bring their own carbon. They don't have to bring a carbon yachid for the aveira that they did. That's what the Taiz Rosh brings down from the Ramah. And the Taiz Rosh himself argues on the Ramah, and he says no. He says they would have to bring. Since there's no parallel and davish al tzibur, so memela, they each yachid would have to bring their own carbon. And they're both going like the sheet that yachid she'asa b'ra'az bezdin is chayiv, but a tzibur she'asa b'ra'az bezdin is pater. And the Rosh says, the nusach of the Tais the Rosh is, the kevin the Rosh bezdin le'mikri ha'ra'a, mishun t'kabon re'el v'yayrid, ein a tzibur ne'godin yachan al'idei ha'ra'a bezdin l'shtanis dina midin yichidim. They don't become a tzibur she'asu to make their din shayne from the din yichidim. So come there's a machlekes yishaynim. The Ramah holds that when the bezdin ha'godl paskins on one of these three Averis, where the carbon is a carbon oil of Yerid, and Rav Tziba does al piyam, the Bezdin is Pater, but each Yachid is also Pater. And the Taiz Rosh says, no, since the Bezdin is Pater, so there's no din of Rav Tziba Bechlau. So mainly each Yachid will be Chayiv, their own carbon oil of Yerid. So I want to say, I think this Machlokes is totally in how you learn. There's a Machlokes, the Arsameich and Arpchayim, they both say a similar shtickel, but they say very different, exactly the svara of the shtickle. If you hold yachid she'asa b'ra'az bezdin is chayiv, but a tzibah she'asa b'ra'az bezdin, they both say it's not the pshat that the reason why they're potter is because they have the carbon tzibur. Because the Gemara says in Dav Gimel Amid Beis, the Mishnah says, "Hayu bezdin v'yodu shato v'chazu behen." Bein shehevik haparasin, bein sheloi hevik haparasin, v'alach vasal pin Rav Shimon Paiter. That if Bezin finds out they made a mistake, and they already brought the carbon, and the Yachid didn't know about it, and he's potter. The Gemara says, "My time with Rav Shimon, al b'shus bezdin u'aisa." Now we're going like the man, the Omer, that Yachid she'aisa b'ras bezdin is chayiv. But still, when you have the right tzibur, it was asal p'em, and the Yachid did it even after they brought the kapara, so it's not the pshat that he's being the schap with the carbon at tzibur, because he did the chayit after they brought the carbon at tzibur. But since he's mitzdarif with the tzibur that did al p'lai ras bezdin, he becomes potter. So both Reb Chaim and the Ar Simeach wants to use this yisayin to explain the Rambam. The Rambam's mavur, that let's say, miyat of the tzibur did a chait of chaylev, and miyat of the tzibur did a chait of avayda zara, then mitztarif to patir each yachid, that's called roiv tzibur doing al piyar raz bezdin, even though it's two different chaton, but they're not mitztarif to bring a carbon, because two karbanis, avayda zara is parloil of isara lechatas, and Chaylev is a par lechatas. It's two different karbanis. It can't be mitzdarif to bring the carbon, but they are mitzdarif to pata each yachid. So our Sameach learns that the pshat is because when Rav Tzibah did al pi Raz Bezdin, so every yachid has a din that he was doing Bershus. Even though a yachid Shais Raz Bezdin doesn't have that din, but a Tzibah Shais Raz Bezdin is a ptur for every yachid because they did it Bershus Bezdin. That's Nusach of the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis. It has nothing to do with the Mechayev of the carbon. So lefi our Sameach, the Ramah makes sense. So even if it wasn't a chait which could have a mechayev of a parom davish at tzibur, even if it was something for a carbon oil of the yerit, but lemaisa roiv tzibur did al piyaros bezdin. When roiv tzibur does al piyaros bezdin, it's not the carbon that patters; it's the fact that roiv tzibur does al piyaros bezdin that makes it that they're doing bishus. So every yachid did bishus. So who in them legabek tumas mikdash rikatsha bitis v'sayim shmiyas kail, where there is no parhelm davish l'tzibur, but this yisayin that a tzibur she'asal piras bezdin is potter is not mitzad the carbon. For haraya, the yachid that didn't know about the chazara, didn't know about the akravis the carbon, did his aver after the carbon, he's also potter. Nei she'asal bishus. So the Filar Sameach is very good, the Ramah, that din would apply even to these three Averis, even to the Averis that have a carbon El of Yerd, where there is no carbon Tzibur. Meshekin Reb Chaim, who also says a similar Shtikl Torah on the same Rambam, the Rambam is Nuch HaShogis Perek Gimel Allah Chadal, that's what our Sameach and the Reb Chaim is. That when there are two Averis, Avedah Zarah and Chaylev, and Bezdin can't bring a carbon because they're not mitzdarif together, because Chaylev has a carbon parallel davish l'tzibur, Avedah Zarah is a carbon parallel of Asir l'chatas. But nevertheless, the Yachid's potter, but he doesn't learn stam because the Ira is Bezdin, which the tzibur does al pi and blaiz b'shus. He brings a ra'ayin from the Gemara and Afhei, v'noida achatas v'loi she'edu achaitim, that the Rambam there paskins that every Yachid is chayiv. If Bezdin paskin the halacha, and forgot what halacha they paskin. And they said they paskin a different halacha. So male, they don't bring a chatas b'chai gavna, because when I da chatas lo she'edu achaitim. But there, even though they did al pi l'ra of the bezdin, every yachid is chayiv. So you see, you need the mechayiv of the carbon to patter the yachidim. So how does that shtim with the yachid that did the chait after the carbon was brought? So Reb Chaim says like this. You need the mechayev of the carbon to pata each yachid, but not the carbon. The fact that on this chait, it's chal, a chiv carbon tzibur, that's mafkid from being chal, a chiv carbon yachid. And this chait, it's chal, a chiv perhal davish al tzibur, that's mafkid the chiv of the carbon, the chatas yachid of kisvei seira. So kumdeis, even if he did the chait after the carbon was brought, but he did the chait b'tayras a tzibur that did al pi bezdin. If then the mechayef di chait is the parhelm davish al tzibur, he doesn't have a parhelm davish tzibur for his chait because he did the chait after the korban was brought. Fafalin. But he can't bring a kisri seira because his chait was a chait which a di chait is chalachi a parhelm davish al tzibur. Masha'en came when it's v'noida achadis lois yeidu achaitim, which is a mafkia that doesn't have a chi of parhelm davish al tzibur. So meila, this chaitim is no parhelm davish al tzibur. So meila, every yachin has to bring their own chatos. So Reb Chaim says it b'chiddush. So meila, when you have miyut b'chelev and miyut b'avayda zara, be'etzim, you have roiv tzibur that then al pi aroz bezdin. So be'etzim, there is a mechayiv of a parhelm davish al tzibur. There is a mechayiv of a tzibur carbon. But we don't know which one. Mitzad the etzim bringing the carbon, you don't have enough to bring a par. You don't have enough to bring a seal lechatas and par loyla. So you can't propel bring a carbon. But akoponim ayfazay vayt they'll be mitzdarif together. That on their chait there is a mechayiv of a carbon tzibur. Just lemaisa mitzad bringing the carbon tzibur that you can't do because the two chatam are not mitzdarif for the carbon tzibur. But mitzad patrin the yachid, it's called the chayt as a mechayiv of a carbon tzibur. That was a lamdas Reb Chaim. But lefi zeh, so if the hayrah is on a carbon oil of the yirid, avad on a carbon oil of the yirid, it was never said the parsha for helm davar shel tzibur. So mel on a carbon oil of the yirid, there is no bechlal no mechayiv of carbon shel tzibur, and avad each yachid would bring a carbon. But eifin, lechayr, it seems to me, that the machlokes are smeich and Reb Chaim. If the yisoid of why a yachid who does an aveira after they brought the carbon, because he doesn't realize that bezdin was chayzer, or why if chaylev and aveidah zarah is mitzdarif, even though the tzibur doesn't bring a carbon, why the yachid is potter from a carbon, that their smeich is nending on stam. A tzibur that does al pi bezdin, that's called doing brishus. And there's no mechayiv of carbon mitzad the hiraz bezdin, not mitzad the chi of carbon tzibur, but that's what patters them from the carbon yachid. Mitzad the hiraz bezdin, it did b'shus. Reb Chaim says no. He brings the raya from v'noid achadus lo yishedu achaitin, within the Rambam paskins that each yachid has to bring a carbon. That it is the mechayiv of the carbon which patters each yachid the yachid, not the actual havasa carbon, not the pshat that because they're neskabu with the carbon. But the pshat that the mechayiv of the carbon makes is mafkiyah the chiyiv of the carbon yachid. I think it's a machlokes the Ramah and the Teizer Rosh. Lefi the Arsameach will come out that even by a carbon v'ayil of yayid where there is no mechayiv of a carbon tzibur, but l'mangsu and reiv tzibur did al piv the bezin that will be potter from the carbon ayil of yayid. Lefi the Teizer Rosh, that will be like Reb Chaim, that you need the mechayiv of the carbon tzibur. So mail by carbon el v'yari, there is no mechayiv of the carbon tzibur, and every yachid will be chayiv. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah brings the sheet of Rabbi Yosi Aglili that says that a nasi and the kohen mashiach is not chayiv on all the three things of a carbon el v'yari. They do any of those three aveiros separate from the carbon. And the Gemara brings the drasha because since it says so it has to be someone who's bali de'anias v'ashiris. A nasi and a mashiach is not bali de'anias. They'll never come in de'anias. They're mufka for being an ani. So male, that's what I have potter from the carbon. A nasi, because it says, v'asa achas mikol mitzvah Hashem alakav, mishayin al gabav el Hashem alakav. So it's talking about a melech. And a melech is not bali de'anias. And then kain gadol also is not bali de'anias, because it says, a kain gadol me'echav gadleyo mishalechav. You have to make him rich, Mishalachav, so male is not Bali Danius. So male, they're not Shaykh to that carbon. So then the Gemara is interesting Shaila. The Gemara goes like this. What's the din if a Nasi gets Tsaras? Minchi Dachi, I Mifter Potter. So Rashi explains, a Melech that becomes a Mitzayr is no longer a Melech. That's it. He loses his din Malchus. He's not ready to be a melech if he has mitzvah. So the shail is he now get the din that he's now chayiv in the carbon oil of Yerid. Do you say mitchi dachi? That once he became a melech, he's totally nidcha from being from having a carbon elevator. So even after he gets saras, he's still dachli. He's still pushed off from the din of carbon elevator. Or mifter pater. He's only pater b'shashis amelech, but now that he's at saras, he's not pater anymore. So he answered him, Amalei diloch ay de Gaza. Is it from you, or is it from the treasure house? Very cryptic answer. So we're going to explain the Gemara's a few pshatim. But first, what exactly was the Gemara Shaila? Pashtus you learn, and as I state, Nachreinim, Ha'ir Gever says this among Gibarim, the Ha'ir Gever Shtelzach, he says, if he did the Aveir when he was a Melech, and then he became a Mitzayra, so you go Basu when the Aveir was done. We have a Gemara later, on Daf Yad Aleph, a discussion. We know that a Nasi brings a Sayer. He doesn't bring a Kisva Isira, he brings a Sayer. A Hedyait brings a Kisva Isira. What if he did that veir when he was a Nasi, and now he's not a Nasi anymore? You go bus when he's a Nasi. You go bus to the Chet, it's a Machalikis to know him later. So here also, if he did that veir, B'shas, he'll be Potter. So Avada, he remains Potter. So what's the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara Shaila is if he did the veir taka after he became a Mitzvah. So what is the Gemara Shaila? That even though he doesn't have a Din Melech after he's a Mitzvah, but maybe Lagami the Turail of the Yairid, it still stays on. It still stays on. He's still potter from a carbon ale of the Yairid, like the Gemara will explain in the Teretz Tilachai de Gaza. But it's a little bit shver the Lashin, Milchi Dachi, I mifter potter. The Shaila of the Gemara is, a Melech who's now a Mitzvah, does he still have the Ptur? It's not a Shaila if the original Ptur knocked him out totally. Well, no, it's only a Zeitweilige Ptur. The Chazanish teaches like this. The Chazanish says that the Shaila was, what does the Tziras do to him? Does the Tziras make him that he's Ganz an Eis Melech? Because he says like this, Emerson, a Melech really could become poor. It's Shaykh. Melech could become poor. It's possible. Now, since B'derech Klalnat, a Melech has a Chaloi Shame, as I mentioned, Melech is B'chlal, usually doesn't become poor. So he's called an Enibali Deanius. So the Shaila is, does that change when he becomes a Mitzayr? Let's say a Melech happens to become poor. Avad will still be Potter, because he's still a Melech. And the Shem Melech, B'derech Klal, doesn't become poor. So even though he's an exception, he did become poor. So obviously, Shaifin to become poor, he became poor. But it doesn't matter. He's still B'chlal Melech, a Melech B'chlalius doesn't become poor. So he has a Ptur. So the Shaila is, he becomes a Mitzayr, is that like Mifter Potter Stam? Right now he happens to be temporarily indisposed. Could be he'll become he could become better again and then become a Melech again. It's like a temporary thing. It doesn't change the status of any Bala Deanius. Or do you say Milchidachi? No, now he's Eis Melech. He's Eis Melech, so he's called a Bala Deanius. That's how Chazanish learns the Gemara Shaila. But Rashi learns that the Milchidachi and Mifter Potter Stam when he's a Melech. When he's a Melech, is that a Dechia from the din of Karban El Vyard, which will remain even when he's a Mitzayra? Or is that a Ptur, which won't remain? But it's not clear. That doesn't sound like the Vart. And Shaila is more when he's a Mitzayra, does he still have that Ptur or not? Not when he was a Melech, did he become knocked out totally that Ptur will remain even though he becomes a Mitzayra? That of Adonat, if he's Eis Melech, so now he'd be Chayiv. And a Shaila is that maybe even after he's a Mitzayr, he's still called an Eni Bala Deanius. The Karanayra has a different pshat in the Gemara Shaila. The Karanayra wants to learn, I'll kapon him in the Shaila, that Avad, if he did the Chayt after he becomes a Mitzayr, Avad that the pshat is he'd be Chayiv. And the Shaila was he did the Chayt before, and then he became a Mitzayr. So what's the Gemara Shaila? I lechayr did the Chayt b'shat sabtur. This is the Shaila. Is the Pshat that Midchi Dachi, he's totally knocked out. In other words, there is no Mechayev of a Karban El Vyared by a Melech. It doesn't exist. So Melech, even though, and that's when he did the Chet, so even though now he's a Mitzvah's Eis Melech, but he can't be Chayev, because B'Shas the Chet, there was no Mechayev B'Chlal. Or do you say Mifter Potter? Be'etzim there's a Mechayev of a Karban El Vyared. The fact is, any blood in the Anis is a technical problem in the Avos Karban. It's not a ptur. It's a technical ptur. But be'etzim, there is a mechayev for the carbon. So Mela, Now that he has Saras, now he is Balei Anias, he could bring the carbon. It's not the Pshat he did the Chet, Bishas he was Pater. He wasn't really Pater, he had no Mechayim for the carbon then. It was only a technical thing, it was kind of like an Einis. He couldn't bring the carbon of Payel, he asked the Balei Anias, he's missing the Tnaim. So as soon as it's in Skyim, the Tnaim is in Star, he could bring the carbon. That's what the Karen learns in Shaila. He says it's not like Rashi, but I saw in the Imre Binyamin, in the Yosha Hirai, that he wanted to learn Rashi that way. It doesn't bring the Karen Ara, but he wanted to learn Rashi that way. That when he says, Midchi dachi lahai nesiyas mikarben el v'yari legamri, and hel v'nidchi yidacha, or mifta pater, b'zman delek nesiyas l'chayev, he means, on the aveir that he did when he was not a mitzayr. So Rashi's learning like the Karen Ara, that's what he wants to learn up. Be more meduik the lashon of the Gemara. Now you're going to have to say if you want to learn in the Rashi that the Gemara's teretz the lachay de Gaza was that Yeshayla is not negaya. The Shaila assumed that when he's a mitzayir of Adi is chayiv, and Mela we asked the two tzadim, is the pshat that he's part of when he's a melech a mitchi dachi that he has no mechayiv? So Mela, since the aveir was done before he was mitzayir, then he had no mechayiv, so he remained pater, or is the pshat the mifta pater? It's a technical ptur. That's him. There is a mechayiv. So, Mel, as soon as the ptur is off, when he becomes a mitzayir, he'll be chayiv. But the Gemara's teretz is that Yehoshua Shail is not negeya, because even when he's a mitzayir, he's pater. So, Bekitzin of Agnibayim and the Hayri Gever from Mitzahar Enishberg, they learned the Shaila was if when he's a mitzayir, is he pater or chayiv? And it's a little bit hard to teach the words midchi dachi and mifte patel lefizeh. Because Rashi teaches it means when he's not a mitzayah, is it a tchiyah or a ptur? A tchiyah which will last even to when he is a mitzayah, or a ptur which is only when he's not a mitzayah. But that's not the shayla. The shayla is a melech who's a mitzayah. Does he have the ptur? Nothing to do with the previous ptur. You have the chazanish's pshat in midchi dachi and mifte patel, not like Rashi. That it means when he's a mitzayah, is he totally Mufka from being a melech. He's like a regular hedyot. And then he's called a Balei De'anias. Or is he still a melech hazah? Not temporary problem. So melech, he's not called Balei De'anias. And you have the Karen Irish pshat, which you maybe could learn in Rashi, that it means he did the chait when he was a melech. And now he's a mitzayir. And the Gemara nems on klar that if you'd have done the chait now, he'd be chayiv. And the shaila was, That when he's a melech is a potter, is that there's no mechayev b'chlal, so mele avada, there can't be a mechayev, now you go basar achet? Or is it a technical ptur and then he should be chayev now? That's how I'm learning the Gemara Shail, that's what Acharonim are learning. Now what's the Gemara's pshitas, di lochay de Gaza? So Rashi says, what's he bringing a carbon from? From your money or from his treasures? Avada from his treasures. So since he's bringing the carbon from his treasures and the treasures are still around, so he's still called the Eina Balei De'anias. That's the Pshat Dilacha de Gaza. So the Mele, the Gemara's Pshitas is, even though he's no longer a Melech, he has Saras, but his treasure houses are still around. So he's called the Eina Balei De'anias. So Taizir Rosh brings the Ramah. And the Ramah asks Rashi, what do you mean? If a guy is super duper rich, he's very, very rich, he still brings the carbon out of the earth. He's not called the Eina Balei De'anias. Because who knows, he could go bankrupt. Hashem Ayushu Mashir. It's only a melech that's called Eini Balei De'anias. But stand that he says rich, that's not called Eini Balei De'anias. So Dr. Ramah, it means faket. He's asking him, why is a melech Eini Balei De'anias? The loch, is it because of you, or the gaz is because of his treasures? Avad is not because of his treasures. Because as the treasures alone, he's not called Eini Balei De'anias. A super rich person is not called Eini Balei De'anias. It's the loch. It's because of you. Meaning, he has a kayach to get taxes. And that for sure will have. Taxes you could always get. So the melech is an Eini Balei De'anias because he could always raise taxes from the Medina. So I bezay, Dr. Ahmad, the pshit, this is fakert. That we bald. He has saras. He's not a melech anymore. He can't raise taxes. So even though he has all his eitzus kayim, but he's still called Eini Balei De'anias. Now, the loch in the Gaza means, why is a melech Eini Balei De'anias b'chefza? Is it because of you or because of his treasures? And if I can't, it's because of you. Meaning because he can collect taxes from you. So now he's Saras, he can't collect taxes, he's called a Bali Danius, he'd be chayiv in a carbon oil of the Yerit. But Dezer Rosh says, and the Lashon is not Meduik, the Lachid the guys, he doesn't like the Lashon, if either on that. So he wants to say like Rashi, that Avad it means that he's Pater. And he says, why is he different than a regular Isher? So it's not 100% clear what he means, but I think he means like this. That a melech has a bezunder din, a melech is a ain a bali danius. Maybe like the chazanish, because the melech is a different shame, and melachim b'derech klal never call me danius or hardly ever. Stam a rich guy, what's the shir? There's no agdara for stam a rich guy. But a melech echmein vibalt it comes out smalchus. The melech shabai makes is called an ain a bali danius. But zogte vibalt, what made him an ain a bali danius? The eitzrus of the melech. And the Eitzus is still there. So the Pturif and Melech is still there. He's not a Melech. But the Eitzus of the Melech is still with him. So Melech, even though he's not a Melech anymore, but about the Sibis of Ptur, bats him as the Eitzus, even though it's only a Ptur by Melech. And Asha has the same Eitzus of Adar wouldn't have the Ptur, because he's a Bolidanius. But a Melech that has Eitzus is called an Ein of Bolidanius. The Stamina Pshadar is Kusapi Rav, a Melech is Ein of Bolidanius. So now, even though he's Eitz Melech, but he still has those Eitzeris, so the Ptur licked in the Eitzer. Without he has the Eitzeris, he's still Pater. That's what Tezer Rosh learns. The Chazinish, he says Pshat in the Gemara, it's not like the Rishayim. It's similar to the Ramah, but it's Mamish Fakert. He also wants to say that the Gemara means it's Pater. Not like the Ramah that's saying that he's Chayiv. But the Pshat is that the reason why a Melech is Ein Abol De'anias is not because he's very rich. That doesn't make him Ein Abol De'anias. The reason why it's Ein Abol De'anias is because it's a din of Gadleyu Mishalechov. Just like the Gemara says the Kain Gadol is Ein Abol De'anias because it's a din of Gadleyu Mishalechov. Who would in the Melech, there's a din of Klal Yisrael to make the Melech rich. And that's why the Melech's Ein Abol De'anias. So that's what it means, the Lachai de Gaza. He's not taught it because of the Gaza, because of the treasures. And Memela, Ibazai, once he's Eis Melech, that doesn't count. The reason why he's part is the Loch, because of Galea Mishalechov. And Zog the Chazish Chidish, so the Gemara means that even though he has Saras, he's Eis Melech, he's not an active Melech. But the Dine Melech, Alts Kovin, he still has. The Sefer Imre Ben Yamin, the Eish Shahira, he brings Makairis to the Chazinish. He says, that there's a din Galea Mishalechov, it sounds like a chiddish, that by Melech is such a din. The Gemara really only says it by Kayin Gadol. He says it's often a medrish. In medrish Rabbah, Parashah Sema, Parashah Chavav, Piskates, and Tanchuma, Piskadalad. Mefurish, he says that not only Kayin Gadol, but Melech also is din Galea Mishalechov. And it's also a Reshbam in Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Tesem Ibeiz, the Maschel Derech HaMelech. He says, Levulti Rum Levavim Echov, Yidarshin Galea Mishalechov. And that the Chazanish is Mechadish, that even there's a Mitzayra, there's still a din of Galei Mishlech of meaning, there's still a din Kavayd, that he brings him a car from the Shiltis, Hemek, the Hemek Shalin, the Shiltis, and Shilta Lamed, the Nitziv also says that, and also Rabbi Chanan, and Kayvitz Ayres, and Yavamah Simon Hay, they both say that the din of Kavayd Malchus is even when he's Eis Melech, even when he's not actively a king, he still is a din kavod malchus. So that's the chazanish's pshat dilachay de Gaza, meaning that the ptur of melech is because of galeu mishalechov, and that the gemara's mechadish applies even by mitzera, because he's still the din of kavod malchus. So you have Rashi's pshat that dilachay de Gaza means that the carbon's coming from the eitzer, so he's called an eni bali de anias, and we have like the Tezer Rosh explains. That it's more than just an usher, because this is the eitzrus that made him pater when he was a melech. And he still has those eitzrus, so mainly he still has a ptur. We have the adramaz pshat the fakert that is chayiv. The lochay de gaza means the eitzrus are meaningless. The ptur comes because he collects taxes, and now he's a mitzvah, he doesn't collect taxes, so mainly doesn't have the ptur anymore. And we have the chazishis pshat that the lochay de gaza means also the eitzrus are meaningless, but fakert, the reason why he's Ein Abol Anias is as Galei Mishalechov, and by Mitzvah you might have the din of Galei Mishalechov. And now let's start the next Mishnah. Taftasim and Aleph towards the bottom. The Mishnah makes a list. There are five types of karbonis that are brought on Averis. We have the chatas that's brought on Kol HaTorah Kula, most of Averis in the Torah, all the Chayvei Krisis, that's one type of carbon. Then Avodah Zarah is a separate type of carbon. So that's two. The regular Chatas, the Chatas specifically for Avodah Zarah, is two. The Asham Vaday, Hashem Me'ilois, Hashem Gzeilois, Hashem Shefcha Charufa, those are Averis that bring an Asham Vaday. The Asham Talui, the Averi that's brought, an Asham Talui is brought for any of the regular Averis, the regular Chayvei Krisis, but it's a suffix to you if you did the Averi or not. You bring an Asham Talui. If you ever found out you did the Averi, then you bring a Chatas. And the Karban Eil of Yared, the Chatas of Eil of Yared, which is brought on the three Averis, Thomas Mikdash Rikachov, Shmias Kerl, and Bitis Vesai. So those are the five types of Chatois. Chatas are regular Averis, Chatas of Eid Zara, Asham Vandai, Asham Talui, and Eil of Yared. They have four people, or four entities, that would bring these chatois. The Tzibur, the Bezdin, that's one. The Kayim Mashiach, Kayim Gadol, is two. The Nasi, the Melech, is three. And the Yachid, is four. So the Mishnah, in each of these five chatois, discusses what's the din with each of these four entities, Bezdin, Nasi, Mashiach, and Yachid. So the Mishnah says, in regular mitzvahs, kol mitzvah shebetayram, which you have is Dainam Karshi Gosichatas, the Yachid brings a Kisvus Ira, the Nasi brings a Soyer, the Mashiach and the Bezdin bring a Par. On Avodah Zarah, the Yachid, the Nasi, and the Mashiach, they're all the same. They bring a Seira, not a Kisva or a Seira, they bring a Seira, and the Bezdin brings a Par La'ila and a Seir L'chatas. The Ashim Tali, the Yachid and the Nasi are Chayiv and Ashim Tali. If a Yachid or a Melech is over a chayvei krisis, the suffix is over chayvei krisis. He ate a chaticha, and he didn't know if it's chaylev and shuman, they would bring an Ashim Tali. But Mashiach and Bezdin would be pturim. Mashiach and Bezdin, lamashal. If a kain Mashiach doesn't know if he ate the chaylev with the shuman, he does not bring an Ashim Tali. The Gemara had a drasha about this on the top of Daf Chesem and Aleph. And similarly, Bezdin would not bring an Ashim Tali. There is a machlaikis, though, between Rabbeinu Chananel and the Taisus HaRash, they're both early on the Afchesim Abayis. Rabbeinu Chananel is just printed there. It's actually on the Gemara in the Zayin Aman Aleph. The Taisus HaRash is there. When the Bezdin Paskins, that let's say Chaylev is Mutter, and the Kahal does not know if it ate the Chaylev that the Bezdin Paskin that was Mutter, or whether it ate Shuman. So the Bezdin does not bring an Ashim Tali, that's what the Mishnah says. What about the Yechidim? Rabbeinu Chananel says that each Yachid would bring an Ashim Tali. But the Tais Rosh, it's in the Shtikl there, on the Masle Chiyavin Ashmiyas Koil, even though he argues in the Ramah, like we said in the beginning of this year, Lagabe, if Rav Tzibur were over on a carbon oil of Yared, he says that each one would bring a carbon oil of Yared, but he says he's Mechalik by Ashim Tali, he says that no, that each one would not bring an Ashim Tali. He doesn't explain well the Svar al-Lechalik, but the Chazei Nish, he cleared the Shail on his own. He didn't see the Rebbeinu Chananel all the Tais HaRash. He clears the Shail on his own if, what's the din, will each Yachid bring an Ashim Tali? And his Svar al-Safik was like this. Do you say that the Yachid would not bring an Ashim Tali? Because an Ashim Tali is only for a case where if you would know, you'd be Chayav HaChatas, so now you don't know, the Vaili Chayav an Ashim Tali. Mashenki and the Tzibur, if they would know, they wouldn't be Chayiv Echatas. Bezdin would be Chayiv Echatas. So Mele, who would then, if they don't know, they're not Chayiv and Ashim Tali. That's a tzad that it's Pater. Now, which then with the Tais HaRash? What do you say that no? If they know, so Kumtais is a Mechayiv for the Karban Tzibur. He looks like a Mechayiv. It's the Mechayiv for the Karban Tzibur. That's what Pater is, them from the Karban Yachid. So when they know, then it's Chal, the Chalei Schiv, Karban Tzibur. So that patters them from the carbon yachid. Mashiach and Kol's man, they don't know. There's no mechayiv for the carbon tzibur. So male, there's no paiter for the Ashim Tali. They'd be mechayiv to bring an Ashim Tali. As I is mesupik the Chazanish, and like we said, it's really a machloek as a teiz the Rashi Rebbeinu Chananel. The Chazanish says one interesting nekuda though. He says that it's the only suffix you would have is that the whole tzibur would have one suffix. Like they all ate from one big Suda, and that Suda either served Chaylev or served Shuman. And it's a Suffolk, we don't know if they Chaylev or Shuman. Mashen Kain, if each individual person has its own Suffolk, and it's Yitachin, that this person is Chayev Echatos, and the rest of them are not, so you don't even know if we have Rav Tzibur that did the chait, then in Emnon Avada, each one would be chay. Alright, I'll go upon him. The Mishnah goes further. So we have, Mashiach Mitzvah's halacha is that Bezdin brings a Bezdin and Mashiach bring a para, Yachid brings a kisvah, Nasi brings a sar. By Avodah Zarah, Mashiach, Nasi, and Yachid bring a seira, and Bezdin brings a para, oil and a seir lechatas. By Ashim Vadai, Yachid and Nasi and Mashiach, Ashim Toloi, Nasi and Yachid Achayiv, Mashiach and Bezdin are potter. Ashim Vadai, Yachid, Nasi, and Mashiach are all chayiv, Bezin's part. There's no such thing as a chatas, as an asham that's helam davar shel tzibur. And then we get the carbon elavi erich miskal b'tusayim tuz mitushakachav. So the Mishnah says bezdim turim va'yachid va'nasi va'mashiach chayavim. Bezin is potter. Nasi yachid and mashiach chayiv. Ela she'ein kain gadol mashiach chayiv otumis mikdash rikachav divrei Rabbi Shimon. So Rashi learns it's all one statement. The Tanakhama is Rabbi Shimon, that they all would be chayiv, with the exception that the Kohen Gadol will not be chayiv until Mismitzur Kachiv. The Gemara is a drasha for that. And the Gemara says, who are din Rabbi Shimon holds, like what Rabbi Kiva said in the previous Mishnah, that a Nasi also won't be chayiv on Shmias Kail because he doesn't say Eidos. And then the Gemara says, Mayim Evi and Karban Elvi. Abazayim and Nasi may be Sayyid. So Pashas we have four Tanoim. We have Rabbi Yisrael Glili and Rabbi Kiva in the previous Mishnah. We have Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar in this Mishnah. And basically, the sugi is pretty complicated, but basically Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds that a Mashiach and the Nasi is potter on the entire Tumas Mikdash, on the entire Karban El V'yayir, Tumas Mishkaja, B'tis Asayim, Shmi Eskoil, because the Ein Abola De'anias Vashira Sugumar says, they're potter Legamri on everything. We have Reb Shimon holds that no, you don't have that blanket p'tur, but a nasi is pater on edus because a melech is loymev loymeidin, so he can't have shuas edus, and a kohen gadol is pater on tumas mitzvah kachshav. He has a drasha for that, and also Reb Shimon holds that a kohen mashiach does not bring a dalei dalos. He can't bring a mincha. That was a drasha for that, but Rabbi Kivat said in the Brisa earlier that because of that, a Kohen Mashiach is part on everything, because since he's not by Dalei Dalos, he's not by anything, and Rabbi Shimon knows, no, he's not by Dalei Dalos, but he does bring the other Karbanis of Karban Elavi Eirit. So, Kumtais, by Nasi, we have three Shittas. Rabbi basically holds his part on everything. Rabbi Kivat and Rabbi Shimon hold his Chayiv on everything, with the exception of Shmias Koil, because he's Amelech Le'me'idin. And Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah holds that he's chayiv a soyer, not a carbon oil of yerid, and the Gemara says that's dafka by Tumas Mikdash Rikachav. And by Mashiach, we also have three shittas. Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds his part in everything, anibal de'anias v'ashiris. Rabbi Shimon holds his chayiv in everything with the exception of Tumas Mikdash Rikachav. And Rabbi Kiva, it's not so clear. In the Brisa, he said, and daftas, it sounds like he is also part in everything, just like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, for a different reason. Because since he can't bring the Dalei Dalos, the Mincha, Samel, he can't bring anything. But the Gemara on Amud Bey sounds like he only doesn't bring a Karban El Aviyarit, he does bring a Par. Hopefully we'll speak about that at the end of this year. But these are the four Shittas Tanam that we have. It basically says that a Mashiach and a Nasi is Pater on the entire Karban El Aviyarit. Reb Shimon that says that they're Chayiv, with the exception that a Nasi can't be Chayiv on Shmias Kail because he's not Mayan. And a Kohen Gadol can't be chayiv on Tumas Mikdash Rikachav. And Rabbi Kiva Legabe Nasi holds the Reb Shimon and Legabe Kohen Mashiach, he holds his pater or maybe brings a par because of the reason, because he can't bring the Mincha of Dalei Dalos. And Reb Lazar holds that a Nasi is not chayiv a regular Karban El Aviyarit, he brings a sar by Tumas Mikdash Rikachav. Now the Rambam has a fifth Tana, and the Rambam paskins that way. Because the Rambam learns the Mishnah, he learns the Tanakhama that says, "Al Shmiyas Hakol v'Bitzas Asayim v'Altumis Mishkachiv Bezim Turin v'Yachiv Anasim Mashiach Chayavim." That means period across the board. And this thing, "Shein Bezim Kain Kagol Mashiach Chayav Altumis Mishkachiv Divrei Rabbi Shimon," is another shita. And now the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Shgagos Perek Yud Halacha Zayin that a Melech and the Kain Gadol is mechuyev in a carbon el v'yerid and all three things on Tumas Mikdash Rikachav and on and on Shuas Bitui, and on Shuas Eidus, he holds, there's a fifth Tana, this fifth Shita, the Tana Kamar holds that the Mamash Chayev, a carbon oil of Yerid and everything. Very good, the Shita Zarama, his Pirish in the Sugya. The problem is, how could the Rambam say that a Melech is Chayev on all three? Why wouldn't it be Potan Shuas Eidus? Because a Melech, Melech is not made. It's also a Gemara in Shuas Eidus. And the Gemara says that Misha'enu Ruin Lehayin is not Mechuyiv in Shuas Eidus. The Gemara says, Lasuyi Melech. So what's Pshat in the Rambam? Enech Enami, we don't have any technical Ptur for Melech. He holds the Tanakhama, doesn't hold of all the Xeris Akasas pattering, not Nasi and not Kayin Mashiach. But Lemaisa, he's not Mechuyiv to be made. So that should be a Ptur in Shuas Eidus. The Asagas Arayvit already asks his Kasha on the Rambam. He also asked the Kayim Mashiach Shemichayev and Tumis Mitzvah, but that the Rambam Sheet is a Tanakhama doesn't hold that way. But this Shaila, that a Melech should be Potter because he's Ein Roi Lehayin, what's Pshat in the Rambam? So the Kesem Mishnah says that the Rambam holds that only Malchi Yisrael are Ein Roi Lehayin, but Malchi Beis David are Roi Lehayin, because it says that Malchi Beis David is David done in Isaac, because it says, Kayim Hashem Le Beis David, Dino Abayka Mishpat, that Malchi Beis David are made, I say. So, the Taisus Yantiv, though, brings his Kesem Mishnah, and he asks two kashas. First of all, he says it's not true. The Malchi Beis David are done with done, I say. It doesn't say the made, maiden, I say. So he's bothered where the Kesem Mishnah is coming from. The Maisanim Iri here says, like the Kesem Mishnah, that the Malchi Beis David are made, I say. But I'll go upon him. It's a bissel shver. But what's more shver is, and the Rambam himself in Hilchos Shvuos, Perek Yud Halacha Beis, he paskins b'pshitus that a melech is not chayiv in Shvuos Eidus because he doesn't have to be made. And he doesn't say any chilek. Here he says a melech is chayiv in Shvuos Eidus. There he says a melech is pater in Shvuos Eidus. It'd be a very big deich to say that here he's talking about Malchi Beis David and there he's talking about Malchi Yisrael. It's a pella. So it's very shvei the Rambam. First of all, how could the Rambam say a melech is chayiv? The fact is a melech is eimi idin naisai. And second of all, the Rambam himself in Hilchos Shvuos, Perek Yud Halacha Beis, says that a melech is pater because a melech doesn't have to be made. It's a stira, Hilchos Shvuos, Hilchos Shgagais. Now some achreinim, the Taisus Yom Kippurim from the Baal Kapeis Tmarim in Yuma Daf Ayin Dalad and the Aruch Laner in Krisus Daf Chavav, they say that they want to be matchik in the Rambam, that when the Rambam says that a melech and a kohen gadol is chayiv in all three things, he means kamuvan if it's shayich, but if adam melech is never going to be shayich. He explained that already in Hilchos Shvuos, and b'meila he was mekatzer. He meant the etzim the carbon is shayich, say to a melech, say to a kohen gadol by all three things. By a melech, technically, it will never happen because a melech is not made, and he already explained that in Shvuos. But kamuvan it's a deichik in the Rambam. So kama achreinim say a teretz like this. That ordinarily a melech is not made. That's why the Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos says, if you go and you mashbia a melech to tell, say Eidus for you, and the melech makes a shua that he doesn't know Eidus, and it turns out he knows the Eidus, lemaisa, in ordinary cases, I've added a melech is pata, because in ordinary cases, the melech is not made. That's the din, a melech le'made, le'made, and I say. But there are some cases where a melech is made, and we'll say, we'll go through the different terutzim. Each teretz in Achreinim has a different hechatim, so where a melech is made. We'll go through each one, but the Tzana Shava is, so when the Rambam says in Hilchos Shgagais is chayiv, he means in the case where a melech, in the exception where a melech is made. But it's a machloikis tanon. As Rabbi Kiva said in the previous Mishnah, that a melech is pater, because Rabbi Kiva holds that vibalt normally a melech is not made, but a melech is not in the parsha of Shuas Eidus. So even in the exceptional case where a melech would have to be made, he is also pater, because since normally a melech is not in the parasha wasn't given to melech. Mashiach in the Tanakhami holds no. There's no pter melech batsim. Normally he's pater because he doesn't have to be made, but in the case where he does have to be made, he'll be chayiv. And the Rambam passes like the Tanakhama. So that's the teretz. The shaila is ayin melech doesn't have to be made. The teretz is certain exceptional cases, unusual case where melech does have to be made. And the shaila is, what about the steer in the Rambam? The Teretz says the Rambam there is talking about a case where he reads ice a case where a melech does not have to be made. Mashenk in here, he says, stam is chayiv in Shuas Eidus, meaning in a case where he does have to be made. And that's the machlokes tanon. Rabbi Kiva says that a melech doesn't have a din of tumas mikdash, doesn't have a din of Shmi is Kael because Mederech Klal HaMelech is not made, so Mela Kum Deis HaMelech is Mufka from the parish of Shmi is Kael, and the Tanakami holds no, a Melech is Chayev V'Kulan, meaning whatever it's Shtaka Shayev for Melech to be made, he'd be Chayev. So what's the cases that Achreinim say that a Melech will be made? So the Tosis Yontif says that the case is Dinei Nefashis. Dinei Mominis, he's not made, but Dinei Nefashis, he's made. That's his case. So Mamela, the Rambam in Hilchot Shavuos is talking about Dinei Mominis, clearly. He says when someone's today, the Melech made him for Dinei Mominis, so then the Melech is part of Shavuos Eidus. But here, when he says the Melech is Chayev, it could come out in the case of Dinei Nefashis. So the Taisis Yom Kippurim, from the Baal Kapis Tamarim, the Ram Chaviv, he has two kashas. First of all, the Kesem Mishnah himself says in Hilchot Malachim, per Gimel Halacha Zayin, that even Dinei Nefashis he's not made. And second of all, he says it's a peli. He doesn't understand where the Kesem Mishnah starts. Shavuos Eidus is by Dinei Mamon, it's not by Dinei Nefashis. Shavuos Eidus is when you're not being made for somebody Mamon. If you make a shavuah that you don't know Eidus of Dinei Nefashis, there is no Shavuos Eidus. It has to be a Tvias Mamon. It's refers to the whole peg Shavuos Eidus that way. So how could you say we're talking about Dinei Nefashis, besides that the Kesem Mishnah himself says even by Dinei Nefashis he's not made, but Dinei Nefashis, there is no Dinei Shavuos Eidus. So the Shev Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Zayin Perek Aleph, brings all this down, and he says he wants him Yashiv Tosis Yontif. On the first Kashi, he says, Enichanam, the Kesher Mishnah says it, but not everyone holds that way. Tosin Sanhedrin, Daf Yechasim Abbas, is not that way. The Mishnah Melech, Chas Eidus, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, speaks about it, Beshitas the Rambam. It's your talking to learn that the Rambam held that a Melech is made in Dinei Nefashis. Nishkeferlech. And about the kasha that there is no Shavuos Eidus by Dinei Nefashis, Dafka by Dinei Mominis, Zog the Shev Shmaitza, you can have a case which is negated to both. L'mashal, let's say a Baal wants to megarish his wife and not give her a ksuva. Because he says that she was Mizana. She was Mizana Beratzin, so I don't owe her a ksuva. So he comes to the Melech. The Melech was a maid. The Melech saw her being Mizana. And he tries to get him to say Eidus. He's mashpia on him. And the Melech makes a shmu. He doesn't know Eidus. Now the Melech is mechliv to say this Eidus. Why? Because Bezin needs this Eidus to kill her. Bezin wants to make a din in order to kill her. So the Melech is mechliv to come to say the Eidus because of Eidus Nefashis. But the Eidus is negev for the husband, for mom, and for the ksuva. So that's a Shev Shmaitz's teretz. Then if you hold, like Taizen Sanhedrin, Daf Yechasu and Beis, like the Mishnah Melech talks about Nochas Eidus, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, that a Melech is mechliv to do the Nefashis, there could be a Dini Nefashis, it's also negated to Mominis, and in such a case, the Melech would have to make a Shavuos Eidus. And again, that's the Teretz. So Kum Dais, the Rambam in Nochas Shavuos is saying that a Melech by regular Dini Mominis is Patur, because it's not mechliv to be made. And the Rambam here is saying that the Melech could be Chayiv in Shavuos Eidus, would be negated by Dini Nefashis. Rabbi Kiva that says you Patur holds it since by Dini Mominis is not negated. So he's Mufka from the Parsha, but we pass like the Tanakama. The Taisis Yom Kippurim, from the Kabbis Tzmarim, in Yuma Dafai and Dalin, he says another Hechatimsa where Melech might have to come to be made, is if he's being made for another Melech. Let's say one Melech is having a Dintar, and the other Melech has to be made for him. A Melech only is not made for regular people, he is made for a Melech. But the same cheshbon, he could be chayav and shavuos eidus in an unusual case where he's being made for a melech, and Rabbi Kiva holds his part even in that case because normally he can't be made, and we pass like the Tanakhama. The Taisim Mikapurim wants to say that maybe also he can have a case where he did the aveira when he was a hedyot, and now he's a melech. So you need also the time of the kapara, you need to have that chiv then also, you need both the chait and the kapara. So a melech eimi idin is a pshad that it won't come hechetimsa, but the pshad is not a ptur, b'kiva holds a ptur, but Tanakam holds not a ptur, so if he did the chet when he was a head and he became a melech, so mele he'd be chayiv, because at that time he was mechuyiv to say the edus. The Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Kufchav Gimel, he says a pshad that a melech is only not mechuyiv to come to Bezdin to be made, but if you have an edus which could be done out of Bezdin, a melech would have to be made. So in the Gemara in Shavuos, it discusses a case where you have an Eid Misa. Let's say someone knows that a husband died and the woman wants to get remarried and wants him to say Eidus. So he'd be Chayiv in Shavuos to Eidus because in Eid Misa, it's negated to Mamon also because she would get the ksuva. So in this case, the melech can say he doesn't have to be an eid misa because he doesn't have to come to bezin. By eid misa, it works eimi b'eid. He could be made to another eid, and that eid could come to bezin. If you don't have to come to bezin, so then the melech wouldn't be potter. So here also, another time is an exceptional case. We had one case of dini nefashis, like the Shmaitz explains what's negay to mamonis. We had a case to be made for another melech, and now the Minchas Chinuch is saying a case where he's not being made in Bezdin, it's negay to mamon because the isha not only will get remarried, but also will get a ksuva, but the melech will be mechuyiv to be made because he doesn't have to come to Bezdin. Now the stipler, in the fourth parak of Shavuos, the stipler is a little bit bothered, because it says that Isha doesn't have a chiyuv of Shuas Eidus because she's not roi lehayit. So she's roi to be an eid misa. And Isha is also neman to say that her husband died. And Isha is also neman. So Pashas the Teretz is because she's not neman b'teres Eidus. It's just neman emanus. Shuas Eidus is when you're neman b'teres Eidus. When it's just neman emanus, so then you don't have a din of Shuas Eidus. That's why an Isha can't be made. So mele her Eidus, even when we believe the Isha to say that a husband died, it's not Bateris Eidus, it's just Damin and Manus, so there's no Din Shuas Eidus on that. So Melech tainit the stipler, so the same thing should apply to Melech. A Melech, even if a Melech could say Eidus, out of Bezdin, but Eidus out of Bezdin, Uzulchair is not an Eidus. Eidus out of Bezdin is Damin and Manus. So Vaita, since the Melech can't say the Eidus in Bezdin, so he can't be believed Bateris Eidus, it should be like an Isha, he should only be believed Bateris the Manus, and it wouldn't be Din Shuas Eidus. But a stipler declares that maybe it's different because the Isha is Bechal not Roi Lehayid. So you can't call her Eidus and Eidus Bechal. Mashenkin and Melech is Roi Lehayid. So maybe even when he's not being made in Bezdin, it does have a din of an Eidus. It would have a din of Shuas Eidus. Then come back in Maharech, that's the gay of the Sugya and Perek Shuas Eidus. But I'll go upon him, the Kasha was in the Rambam, but the Rambam passes like the Tanakama, that what he has the Tanakama, not like Rashi. That both a melech and the kayin gadol are chayiv on all three things, shuas eidus, shuas bitoy, and tumas mitzvah shukachav. And the kasha was, how could it be chayiv and shuas eidus? It can't be made. And the Rambam himself says, no chashuas, peregud alacha veiz, and a melech can't be made. So Teretz says, a moly could be made. The Teis Yantiv says, by dina nefashis, like the Shmaitz explains, because once again, dina mominus, the Teis Yami Kippurim says, it could be made for another melech, or it could be talking about that it happened when he was a hedyot. And the Minchas Chinuch says it could be when you make chutz lebezim, like saying meis vayla. And in those cases, it would be negay Shuas Eidus. Rabbi Kiva holds not, because since normally he can't be made, so mele is mufka from the parish of Shuas Eidus. Mashenkein, we pass like Tanakama that when it's negay, he does have Shuas Eidus. Now, one last lekuda on the sugya of a kayim Mashiach, and Nasi by Tumas Mikdash of Kachav, the Mishnah says, that Rabbi Eliezer says that a Nasi brings a Soyer. But just like by a regular Chatas, a Nasi is different. The Yachid brings a Kisvis to you, the Nasi brings a Soyer. A Karban Elvier, also, the Nasi is different, the Nasi would bring a Soyer. So the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Eichel, Amr Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tumas Mikdash of Kachav. Ha'el v'nem akaris b'y b'kavua. The Pshat's like this. Every other Chatas, by Tumas Mikdash Kachav Etzim is Bekaris. So in the parsha, when the pasuk gives a parsha of Karban Eilav Yairid, so it's being Mekel and saying that you don't necessarily have to bring a Behema. Ani could bring a Eif and Dali Dalas could bring a Mincha. So that Anasi doesn't have that din. Anasi would have to bring a Sawyer like you'd bring by all the other Averis. Mashain Kain. By Shuas Bita and Shuas Eidus, which are not Bekaris Bechlal, so there's no makam to have a Nasi bring a Sar. Vushtate the parish of Soyer for Shuas Bita and Shuas Eidus. It doesn't say that anywhere. So Mela, they wouldn't bring a Sar Bechai Gavna. So the Gemara says, Amra Papa, Achanam Mistabra, Disak Dada Chabezal Kulan Kama, Mechli Sar Nasi Par Mashiach Makam Yachad Lachatis Koi, Nisinami Mashiach Mevi Par Bashmi is Kol Bita Sasayim. Why do we only say that a Nasi brings a Sar? Just like he sees by a Nasi that we don't downgrade it to a Karban Eilav Yared, but it remains a Sar. So who adin, a Kayim Mashiach, we should say, brings a Par. Elamid like Tani Mashiach, Shmai Menah, Tumas Hitch Kachav Kayim Mashiach Pater. since he didn't mention Kayin Gadol, Vayis Dais is going on Tumas Vitru Kachav. Tumas Vitru Kachav, anyway, we're going like a Shimon, that a Mashiach is Potter on Tumas Vitru Kachav. So Mel is not negating the power, because he Manashok. Tumas Vitru Kachav is Potter Lagamri. And Shuas Bita and Shuas Seedus, they're not going to bring the regular carbon, because it's not Bekaris. But if you're going to say that a Nasi brings a Sar in all three, so then a par, a Kayim Mashiach also should bring a par in all three, not Tumas Mitzvah Kachav, but like upon him and the other two, he should bring a par. That was our Papa's Cheshbet. So Gemara says, I'm going to have one braider of Nasan or a Papa Mimai. Dilma Rabbeleza Kulakai, Mashiach Slavik Rebekiva, Dom Mashiach Pata Mikulon. What's your raya? What's your proof? Because he left out Mashiach, maybe he stumbles Mashiach as Pata, because we have Shittas Rebekiva, that says that since the Mashiach can't bring Bedali Dallas because his Xerius Akasiv, he can't bring another Mincha. So Mele does bring all three. So maybe Rabbi Elazar holds like that. And he'll stam a Mashiach as part on all three of them. But Enechinami, Nasi would bring a Sar on all three. So Alan Gerson, the Gemara says, Amalev, Rabbi Kiva mi Patele mi Par. Rabbi Kiva says he's Pater from a carbon out of the earth. He doesn't Pater from a Par. So this is Rashi's Girsa, and this is Rashi's Shita, that according to Rabbi Kiva, Yitaka bring a par. And Rashi said on Naftesim and Aleph also, the same thing, the Vimaskal Tanya Rabbi Kiva Aymer, in the original time when the Gemara brings the Braisa, Rabbi Kiva says, Mashiach is Pata Mikulam, he says, Dafka from Karbon El V'yarid, Vamina L'kamon, the Mipar L'Pata Rabbi Kiva. And he says, what's the reason? Because Mimamayin is from El V'yarid. So since it's Mamuyid from El V'yarid, the Mela goes into the gather and it brings apart. So the Meril Diskin says, but that would only be Avada by Tumas Mikdash Vikachav, because there, it's a Kare, so Mela Chayach to bring apart. But Shenke by the other ones, if there's a mute, so why would you say you bring apart? There's a mute, you don't bring a Kare for El Aviyah, Vushtay the Nayachi of Par. But Barashi earlier on that, on the Afchesim and Beis, when it says, Rabbi Kiva Menasi Chayev Bekulon, Rashi says, Rabbi Kiva Mashiach LePirush Mesnisin, or Pirush Braisa, Kamim Braisa Tanya Rabbi Kiva Ayim Mashiach Patim Mikulam Mikarbon El Yod, Umevi Al Kulon Par. It's Mamish Mefurish in the Rashi and the Mishnah, the Afchesim and Beis, that no, that the Gemara, that's saying that Rabbi Kiva only Patis Karev El Yod, but he's Mechayev a Par, is Mechayev then in all three of them. But the Taisi Rosh argues in Rashi. Taisi Rosh says it wasn't in the Girsa Sifrei Svarid, and he says the Girsa is not Nachain. He says the Mashiach doesn't bring a par on these three because the Mashiach, it says Lash Mesam. A Mashiach is Ketzibur, and a Tzibur doesn't bring on these three. So if you want a carbon Mashiach, you want a Kayim Mashiach to bring like a Yochid on these three, that could be. But a Kayim Mashiach to bring a par Kayim Mashiach, a parakai Mashiach, there's a klal lash mesa'am. It has to be ketzibah, and a tzibah doesn't bring on these three. So male, the Taisi Rosh holds that there's no such thing. Rabbi Kiva paitim the kula means he patas legamri. So here's a machlekes Rishayim and Shitas Rabbi Kiva, that according to Rashi's Girsan Birish, Rabbi Kiva holds that a kai Mashiach brings a par in all these three things. And the Taisi Rosh holds that he's pater legamri. The Achrayim point out the Hayri Gever and the Meremei Sada that the Ravid also holds like the Taisa Rosh. Because the Ravid, when he's massing on the Rambam, and he says that Kayim Mashiach is Pater, so the Lecha Mishnah asks, why didn't, if he holds a Rabbi Kiva, why didn't he say that that a Kayim Mashiach brings a power? Because that's what Rabbi Kiva holds. So the Meremei Sada, the Hayri Gever, the Achrayim, they say that he could hold like the Taisa Rosh. That wasn't Gairis that the Meremei Sada is also Medayikit in the Pirish Mishnayis the Rambam. Also, the Achreinim say, the Meremei Sada, the Rashash on the Mishnah earlier, on the Afchesim and Beis, the Meril Diskin, the Rabbaz and Meisha Horowitz. A lot of Achreinim say, even if you Gairis like Rashi, all the Gemara is saying is that on the Tzanda, you're telling me that a Nasi would bring a Sar according to Rabbi Elazar on all three. So Oy Bazai in them state that if there's a Ptur, if you're not going to bring the carbon oil of the Eretz, then you bring your regular Chatas, even on Shuas Biti and Shuas Seidus. So Oy Bazai, even if there's a Ptur from carbon oil of the Eretz, for the Kayim Mashiach, you still could say that he brings a par. But that's also if you don't hold like a B'Yechanan. But if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's not shayach that a nasi brings a soyer on Shuas Bitoy and on Shuas Seidus, because you're not going to be mechadish a new carbon for them, because then Maisa Nanzdoy Nikaris. So then you'll say the same thing in Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara was just saying that you can't be madchid adik and say that maybe Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Kiva, and that's why he left the Kayim Mashiach. But really, a sar brings, really a nasi brings a sar on all three, because if you're going to hold that a sar brings a nasi on all three, so who and then Rabbi Kiva who has a ptur of Kayim Mashiach, Kayim Eliyahu, but you still would be able to bring a par. But Lamaisa Rabbi Lazar didn't say Kayim Mashiach, Vaist Ais. It's only a din that the sar would bring the nasi on to Mesuchu Kachav. So Aybazai, you can't be mechanish the carbon by Chatas Kavua to the carbon of Eilu V'yayrit. So Mele Huudin Rabbi Kiva that part is a Kayim Mashiach from Eilu V'yayrit, you wouldn't be mechayiv apart. It's all not like Rashi. But that's what you could say, even Lefi Girsus Rashi to explain the Raivit. That's what Achrayim say.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any Daven Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.